You're listening to LBC, 417 medium wave, 97.3 stereo, where news comes first.
Time now, 7 o'clock.
Newswatch, a look at world, national, and London news as it happens. Newswatch, edition 2.
This is Malcolm Rennie. The Ulster strike and Northern Ireland Minister of State, Stanley Orme, says security forces... The Home Secretary...
You're listening to LBC, 417 medium wave, 97.3 stereo, where news comes first.
Foreign news. Well, with all the comings and goings...
This is Newswatch on LBC.
Well, now the headlines... And the strike by cabin staff on London Broadcasting. It's now 28 and a half minutes past 7. The showbiz murder and detectives piecing together. Police at cabin. Well, that's it for the moment. I'm Malcolm Rennie. Your producer was Helen Armitage. London Broadcasting. It's now 7:30.
You're listening to LBC, 417 medium wave, 97.3 stereo, where news comes first.
Hello, good evening, welcome to Feedback, John Turaid at the desk.
It's 25 to 9.
You're listening to LBC, where news comes first.
Thank you. There, isn't that?
LBC presents London News.
It's 9:30. This is Malcolm Rennie. 1.5 minutes to 10.
LBC. LBC sounds new.
And welcome back to Sounds New. This is Tony Palmer.
LBC. It's 7:24.
Summer avocados are the complete naturally grown.
This is AM on LBC.
Just after 20.
BC, 417 medium wave, where news comes first.
And the time is 17 minutes to 7. You're listening to AM. And now we're going from North London. Where we? AM time, 10 to 7.
LBC headlines the news.
In Ulster, security forces will defend workers who...
Every minute of every day, news is happening. A diplomatic breakthrough in the Middle East, a new traffic pattern in Barnet, political intrigue in high places, lunchtime theatre in Islington. Big stories, little stories. They all affect you, and you need to know about them. This is where to find out what's happening. In the world, in the country, and down your road. This is LBC, and this is our new sound. LBC, where news comes first.
Is the time on LBC, that means it's live. Notice pinned to door of watchmaker's shop in North London. Out to unwind, back in 10 minutes.
I like that one very much indeed, Douglas. I've got one for you for a bit later on.
Righto.
A report out to Doc, and in a moment Douglas will be here with the latest news. You're listening to AM, and I'm Clive Roslin.
Here's a tip for housewives. Turkey turns a meal into an occasion.
News on the hour from LBC, home of independent radio news.
It's 7 o'clock. This is Douglas Cameron. All major...
LBC headlines the news.
Northern... Those were the headlines. Coming up to the news, I thought I would have got the joke wrong. I usually get the punchline muddled up. I shall be with you very shortly, and I shall be with you from then until 6:30. So join me again in a moment.
100.
LBC presents London News.
5:30, good evening. It's 5:30, good evening. This is Malcolm Rennie.
Strickland, good night.
Write this down. Johnston Carha's telephone number is 226-6666.
Not got, eh, Mr. Johnston?
Aye. Oh, sorry, mate, I wasn't listening.
LBC presents London News.
It's 6:30. Good evening, this is Malcolm Rennie. A dispute hits hard.
You stock a fat fan, stay tuned to LBC. That's it from Brian and I. It's nearly 7:00.
Newswatch, a look at world, national and London news as it happens. Newswatch, edition 2.
Good evening, this is Malcolm Rennie.
LBC.
Well, nurses have been told...
Newswatch on LBC.
It's 15 minutes past 7. Well, now look at the headlines. The London Broadcasting, 7:30.
LBC.
And as I say, stay with us. Back.
LBC presents London News.
It's 8:30. Good evening, this is Malcolm.
This way at all.
Its price is £9.50. You're listening to AM on LBC. The time is 6:30. Time now for the local news from Chris Ryder.
LBC presents London News.
The man accused of more world news at 7:00. The time now, 24 minutes to 7.
Housewives wondering meal into an occasion with turkey.
This is AM on LBC.
And
LBC headlines the news.
First Ulster and Vanguard.
You're listening to LBC. 417 medium wave, 97.3 stereo, where news comes first.
Let's have some travel.
Douglas, what's it
on stage?
How sweet. That's what you might call a rookery nook story.
He's in form this morning, everybody. Stay tuned. He goes on that way till 9:30.
I've got a riddle for you, Douglas.
Yes, yes.
What do you think this noise is? Go on, take a guess.
Well, it's sort of jangling bells. I thought it was some factory gate opening or something like that, and then it sounds rather more like a railway station after that, some old-fashioned steam train puffing out.
You're wrong. Before I knew, I thought it was Doctor Who's TARDIS, but in fact it's the noise Tower Bridge makes when it opens.
Really?
Mm. And if you're wondering why I mentioned that, it's because an exhibition on...
exactly is being phased out of the bridge?
The original hydraulic machinery you heard on that tape is being retired after a life of over 80 years, during which they've given...
The time now is 7:45, and you're listening to AM on LBC. I'll just give you one other little bit of news, which may or may not interest you, but today is Maigret's birthday, Rupert Davis himself. Will be celebrating his, he was born in 1916, so a quick bit of maths, 58, his 58th birthday today, Rupert Davis. And now it's almost time for the news from Douglas.
News on the hour from LBC, home of independent radio news.
It's...
Huh? My family do love turkey. It's always a welcome meal in our house.
News on the hour from LBC, home of independent radio news.
It's 5
and the time, 6:55.
LBC, 97.3 stereo, where news comes first.
Hello. England, the Argentina from Wembley, from Steve Tong and myself, Brian McSherry, from Sport on Wednesday, cheerio. The time now, 7:00.
Newswatch, a look at world, national, and London news as it happens. It's LBC.
If you want to...
LBC presents This is AM on LBC.
And AM is the program that puts you right in the picture. I'm...
In about 9 inches, good loamy, 14,000 sequins. When she's not dancing, Doris drives a tractor.
God, Bennett. Find out about the programs to see and the programs to miss with the Evening News TV preview. Every day in the Evening News.
The time, 6:51. Travel and weather time again.
LBC, 417 medium wave, where news comes first.
Political lapel buttons proliferating in Washington reads Agnew Eagleton in 76. Nobody's perfect.
I like that one very much indeed. Well, the time now is 5 to 7.
The time is 9.5 minutes past 8.
Denny Davis presents a concert performance of Chileas Adriana La...
Paul Callan, and welcome back and hello again to Callan on Saturday.
I'm trying to do a deep brown voice. I hope you like it. It's rather good, isn't it? It's got a smile. House.
I love that music. Oh, it's better than I thought. Anyway, enough of this. You heard a bit of the weather there on the news, but let's go into much more detail because I've been joined again by a 500-year-old Laurie West, who's going to give us into much more detail on your holiday weekend, Laurie.
Thank you, Daddy. Well, as I said early on, there's a fair amount to cloud about, but it is thinning out. Some of it, I was looking at it just now, and it looks very ominous, but this is because the sun's on the opposite side of the cloud and always looks really heavy and thundery.
Oh, that's where it's been hiding.
So, yes, that's right. The same as when you get a thunderstorm in late afternoon when it's downwind. It looks really gigantic. Nothing really much, except a little cloud. Anyway, this is the type of cloud we've got at the moment. Over the 10 centigrade, that's 50 Fahrenheit mark, and so far, it's a bit early, you see, although it's 8 o'clock, it's only 7 o'clock sun time, really.
That's the reason.
That's why you feel so tired.
Well, I know. My digital clock not working.
That's what it is. Well, we've only, as I said, just reached over the 10 mark in London, that's 50 Fahrenheit, and we're in company with Margaret, Sheppey, Eastbourne, Brighton and Southsea and Bournemouth, they've all got 10, but they'll start waking up.
Now, in terms of people planning their weekend, who are
going to... 28-day forecast. I would say today, quite a pleasant day, providing if you want sunshine and snoozing and sand and all that, go south and west rather than go north and east. It's in black and white. No racial discrimination. It's a black map with white lines on it. We've got a nice fat high just west of Ireland, and that's throwing what's known technically as a ridge, which is going to keep the winds in a northerly direction, which is a cold quarter, but it does mean little or no precipitation.
Downwind. And, of course, being summer and warmish weather, well, it's a time, really, to think of...
...on the comet. Comet should be one of the best man has ever had, and may provide clues.
LBC presents London News.
It's 8:30. Good morning. This is Malcolm Rennie.
Thank you, Ren. Well, the current temperature now in London is 11 centigrade or...
It's 24 minutes to 9.
Imagine an aircraft so roomy it could fly the entire London Radio Orchestra.
And the orchestra of... Imagine!
Ask for the Air France.
Dear Madam,
Ever since my husband died 3 years ago, I'm finding life impossible. Because I'm now on
Dear
my
sir,
own, I find
I have
I'm
just
not
moved
being
from
invited
Sheffield
to parties,
London, and
my friends
and I'll
just
find
consider
myself
me the odd one out.
And things
your
are certainly a bit lonely.
I'm tired
of my circle of friends.
I'm
just now
finding
help
overcome boring, my loneliness.
But due to the demands of my work...
This week's Saturday phone-in is about people like these, who use the services of bureaus, computers, or Lonely Hearts Clubs to find their compatible mates. I asked the questions to three specially selected experts as to whether arranged relationships really work, whether transistorized cupids can help the lonely, and find out about the people who put the pound sign into love. You get the opportunity to put your questions and points of view by dialing our special open line number, 353-8111, as the Saturday phone-in starts firing the arrows just after the 12 o'clock news. This is Tony Fox saying, join me.
Welcome back. This is Paul Callan with Callan on Saturday, and it's nearly 20 to 9. It's about time you all got up. If you're lying in bed, that is. But it's getting this is my Saturday morning, and continuing with my leisure section.
Putting man, the Pope said. Man makes...
5 minutes to 12.
The West Wickham Caves, an ideal family outing even when it's wet. The West Wickham Caves, a Chiltern beauty spot featuring talking waxwork scenes and a delightful open-air cafe. The West Wickham Caves, 30 miles west of London on the A40. Go there this weekend.
You're listening to LBC, 417 medium wave, 97.3 stereo, where news comes first.
Welcome to Time Off. And here we are back with the last 24 minutes of the programme, and very busy 20...
Christmas matters.
LBC presents London News.
It's 4:30. This is Des Fahey.
John Michael Tabarlak, creator of the rock musical Godspell. Well, that's all from We Believe for this week. We're playing out with Percy Faith and his arrangement of music from Godspell, Day by Day. Until next week, at the same time, from me, John Forrest, goodbye.
It's 6 o'clock. This is Des Fahey with Newswatch.
Security forces.
More top-level talks on the northern...
Well, I don't think our letter's in before Tuesday, actually.
Why not? Don't they take you seriously?
They don't. I mean, we booked it for Tuesday. We'll be going in Tuesday.
You think you're ready for the Albert Hall yet?
Yes, I think so, yes. We've always wanted to play at the Albert Hall, though we've never really expected to play there.
You don't think with such a standard the way it is that you're going to be laughed off or booed off the stage?
I don't think so, no. We've never actually been booed off before.
I think the British public is ready for this.
Yes.
The leader of the orchestra, is it Robin Mortimer? Robin, are you really satisfied with the standard of this orchestra from what we've heard?
Oh, yes. I mean, we've never had as many rehearsals for a concert as we have for this momentous occasion. It's all going very, very well. And I think for even fans of the Sinfonia who know what we sound like are going to be amazed at the quality of the sound on Tuesday night.
You've actually got fans?
Oh, I'm sure, yes. I mean, if the record sales are anything to go by and the ticket sales are anything to go by...
But do you think Beethoven and Tchaikovsky would appreciate your interpretations of their works?
I'm not too sure about Tchaikovsky, but I'm sure from the reading I've done on Beethoven that he would have admired us greatly for the things we're doing.
Well, they always say that Beethoven was a little deaf towards the end of his life. The piano soloist for this unusual orchestra is Miss Sally Binding. Sally, what do you think of the orchestra sound? I know you're a member of the orchestra, you're probably a little biased.
Well, when I first heard them, I thought it was very funny. I think you get used to it, you get immune to it.
Well, I don't think you do. That report bravely compiled by Michael Brook.
Home of independent radio news.
Summer avocados.
You're listening to LBC, and this is AM with Douglas Cameron and Clive Roslin.
And it's Clive Roslin here now. The time is 11 minutes past 8, and this is the programme that puts you in the picture.
Home!
Have you got the evening paper?
How are the kids?
Fine. Got the paper?
Did you have a good day?
Great. Got the newspaper?
What's for tea?
Omelette. Got the paper?
Is it ready?
Almost. Have you got the paper?
The Angela Ince Woman's Column every Tuesday in the evening news. No woman should miss it.
LBC headlines the news.
You too can earn an extra...
You're listening to LBC, 417 medium wave, 97.3 stereo, where news comes first.
Yes, we do. Yes. Yes, we do. Well, as it's bank holiday, we thought what could be better than to ask our resident reporter, Colin Parks, no, not to sing for us, but to go out and find out what sort of songs people sing on bank holidays. Incidentally, if you've got a bank holiday song to sing us, ring us up and sing it for us. The number is 353-7601. 353-7601. And Colin came, first of all, with one I think somehow that you may have heard before.
One, two, three.
Oh, I do like to be beside the...
No fears.
Well, Janet, I bet I ought to really do the steps.
World Trade Center, London.
This is AM on LBC.
The time is exactly 24 minutes to 9. This is AM on
LBC, 417 medium wave, where news comes first.
Nothing like being honest, Mr. Smith. The time is 9 minutes to 9 on AM.
If you...
Oh, well, yes, for tennis fans, my...
Now, we've got some more people on the phone with bank holiday songs. Smith has promised us one. Mike.
Well, yes, having had both arms twisted right behind my back and by way of penance for doing the tennis fans an injustice, forgetting that it was Surbiton where the Surrey Grass Court Championships were taking place.
Get on with it, come on.
playing for time here rapidly, with the time coming just at 6 minutes to nine on LBC, 417 metres, medium wave, 97.3 VHF. With apologies to Ewan McCall, this is a song which comes from my neck of the woods, called The Manchester Rambler, and it was, in fact, a signature tune of mine some way back when I was working for the other side. Anyway, without giving you too much of it, it goes something like this. I'm a rambler from Manchester way. I get all me pleasure the hard moorland way. I may be a wage slave on Monday, but I am a free man on Sunday.
You won't be a free man when they hear that. They'll clap you in prison. Yeah. Never mind.
Don't write to us. We'll write to you, Mike. And now we've got Joan Barnes waiting to sing to us on the...
No, I can't.
Try and write... Go on. Try and write a Whit Monday song before we finish today's programme. By half past nine. Now let's have a look at some of the things that are on today.
Summer ever... Wolfside Furniture stock that... Remember, Wolfside Furniture... You're listening to LBC, and this is AM with Douglas Cameron and Clive Roslin.
And I'm Clive Roslin, and this is...
You've been listening to news headlines on LBC. Next, complete news in 10 minutes.
Slaking a mighty thirst, stay tuned to LBC, where news comes first.
Oh, fantastic. Very good, Keith. Thank you very much indeed.
Dear me, there's no end to what they'll do, you know, when you run a competition.
Ah, well, we'll be explaining how that came about before we end the programme today.
I do like to be beside the sea, and where the brass band plays tiddly om pom pom.
Oh, same here, mate. Always sings raggy music to the cattle as he swings. Back and forward in the saddle on a horse that is syncopated, gaited, and there's such a funny meter to the roar of his repeater, how they run when they hear that fella's gun, because the western folk all know he's a highfalutin', tootin', shootin' son of a gun from Arizona. Ragtime cowboy, I said cowboy, a ragtime cowboy, yo.
Oh, absolutely marvellous. David Cassidy's got nothing on you, Douglas. What more can we say? Thank you very much. That was marvellous.
That'll close the show, I think.
Well, indeed. This has been Spring Bank Holiday AM on LBC with the AM team, the talented Douglas Cameron, the tuneful Mike Smith on sport, our resident reporter Colin Parks and me, Clive Rostin, and all those guest stars who sang holiday songs for us. Our engineers today were John Footer and Peter Curry, studio producer Libby Forbert, and the whole production was by Frank Hayes. Now, from all of us on AM, good morning, and have a lovely bank holiday. And when you have that Tuesday morning feeling tomorrow, join us again, and we'll try to get you off to a good start. And now, stay tuned to LBC for George Gale.
You're listening to LBC, 417 medium wave, 97.3 stereo, where news comes first. LBC presents Open Line with George Gale.
And this is George Gale on 353-8111, opening up the Open Line on this bank holiday. And between now and 12 o'clock, we'll be talking about whatever really you feel like talking about, this being a holiday. You won't, however, get me singing any songs.
Every minute of every day in the world, this is LBC, and this is our new sound. LBC, where news comes first.
And later on Newsday, we shall be looking at the subject of, I suppose, attempted kidnappings of princesses will now be known as malpractice.
Oh. LBC presents London News. You're listening to LBC, 417 medium wave, 97.3 stereo, where news comes first.
I'm Tony Fox, and for the next 2 weeks...
BC.
And welcome back to Newsday. And,
send a stamped addressed envelope, mark your envelope, car stickers, and...
Yes, in the old-fashioned way.
Are you on holiday here?
Yes, for a week. I'm staying at the Splendida.
The weather is beautiful, no?
Oh, yes.
You come swimming with me?
Yes. Lovely.
Lovely.
Yeah, Carol, wake up. We're at Marble Arch.
Read Rex Grizzell's column on world travel in the Evening News today, and you could almost be there. LBC headlines the news.
The slow run.
You're listening to LBC, 417 medium wave, 97.3 stereo, where news comes first.
This very moment is bringing you...
The time is 2 o'clock on London Broadcasting. Time for news with Des Fahey. The Ulster...
Have much. Join me, Chris Ryder.
You're listening to LBC, where news comes first.
For whistling in the street and bottom pinching. A motion to make queue jumping in shops punishable by death.
That's all from Sounds News. Goodbye.
You're listening to LBC, and this is AM with Douglas Cameron and Clive Roslin.
Good morning, it's Clive Roslin here. This is Friday the 31st of May, 1974. Time for the news, read by Douglas Cameron.
Good morning, everyone. The Provisional IRA Army...
And Charlie George has just passed to Alan Ball, who passes it to,
And Graham Hill has just overtaken Philly Baldy, driving over to you, Dickie.
And coming up behind Lester Pickett is Willie Carson on...
And it's Gareth Edwards! He's racing down the wing! This is Will's chance! But no, he's tackled by Duke, they all look alike to me.
Know your sport. Read the sports news every evening in the Evening News. This is AM on LBC.
The time is 9.5 minutes past six on the...
You're listening to LBC, 417 medium wave, 97.3 stereo, where news comes first.
Now it's time.
It's now 22.25 minutes past six on this Friday morning. For the first time...
Well, if you...
Summer avocado.
This is AM on LBC.
And I'm Clive Roslin at 7. London today, Sir Herbert.
LBC headlines the news.
The provisional...
The number you want is 446-2661 for the London Broadcasting... LBC, 417 medium wave, where news comes first.
And we're at 6:51. Quote, I think, the president called Dial a Prayer the other day, and they hung up on him.
AM, LBC, all under broadcasting, Communications House, Gough Square, that's Gough, G-O-U-G-H, Square, London, EC4. And the phone number is 353-1010. 353-1010.
Are you a toolmaker with experience of die casting? We've got more of... News on the hour from LBC, home of independent radio news.
It's 7 o'clock. This is Douglas Cameron. The...
Let's go!
Save pounds at...
functioning terror movies on one great program. Craze and Cat and Mouse will scare you out of your mind. All over London from Sunday at ABC and other leading cinemas.
You're listening to LBC, and this is AM with Douglas Cameron and Clive Roslin.
And good morning, it's Clive Roslin.
Oh, it's 10 to 9.
LBC. LBC presents a special event.
The station manager, London Broadcasting, London, EC4. Dear sir, for the last few months, I have been a regular listener to Adrian Love's Nightline. Therefore, I feel that it is most unthinking of the management of LBC to allow this talented and popular broadcaster away from his fans for 2 whole weeks. New paragraph. While I realize that Master Love obviously needs some time to revitalize himself and accept that his place will be taken by 3 highly talented personalities, namely Tony Fox on Friday's Nightline, Phil J on Sundays, and Brian McSharry stuck in the middle, my wife, our au pair Alphonse, and the cat join with me in asking for the speedy return of Mr. Love to Nightline. We will, of course, be listening to Messrs. Fox, McSharry, and Jay this weekend on Nightline, but as Adrian Love fans, we take a certain pride in the fact that it took 3 people to replace me. Him, them. Oh, that's a giveaway.
You're now listening to Paul Callan, where Paul Callan comes first.